Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Ready to Love, Season 7, Miami, Episode 10. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and please leave a review.
Ding! That's the bell for notifications right there, too. You know, before we get started in this, right, interesting episode we had on Married at First Sight on Wednesday, and there's a comment I just want to highlight, because I know you probably read it, and it probably irked the crap out of you to read it, so I want to read it to you again, just to make sure, in case by some small chance you didn't read it, that you do at least hear it, okay?
Okay.
It says, I really enjoy your Mavs reviews, very thorough, insightful, and funny. You like that part so far?
So far, so good.
It seems like Kirsten has been really hurt by someone in her past. Again, you're like, you know what? This is right along the same thing I'm thinking, right? Right? Mm-hmm. And then it says, Terrell. This is where you get nervous if you haven't read this yet. Kirsten's name is pronounced like this. Kirsten. Yanni pronounces it correctly. That last sentence is what irks the crap out of you. I know it already.
Nope. I saw that comment.
See?
And you know what I did? I just scrolled right on up and went on with my life.
I knew it. I knew you saw it. And you're like, nope, not clicking like on that.
I will try to get better at pronouncing her name. And I get it. Names are important. I can't stand when people call me Terrell, and it happens all the time.
Oh, Terry.
So, yeah. So, I get it. Kirsten, my bad.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, so you've been putting an accent on her name, so. Kirsten. you've been giving her a European accent. Kirsten.
Trying to help. Give her some appeal, because she doesn't have much.
Oh, well, how do you feel about this episode of Ready to Love? Did it have a lot of appeal for you today?
No, it didn't, but it was kind of boring. I was expecting a little bit more drama, and those 10-minute commercial breaks in between just kind of drag it out. But, you know, I was curious to see what Tommy had up his sleeve. Mm-hmm. And the thing I did like is I've done a swamp tour in New Orleans, and they're actually pretty fun.
You mean, so I saw the double O Negro, Tommy?
Yeah. I thought the swamp tour was pretty cool because I've done one. I'm like, man, it's actually really fun. If you ever get a chance to do one, highly recommend.
Did you at any point feel like, look back at the driver and like, is he going to drop us off out here? were y'all the only people in there? Or were there some white people in there like, all right, no, he's going to at least bring us back?
I was just wondering if he was going to hit one of those turns and somebody was going to fall off. I was curious if that was going to happen.
Did you get swamp water in your mouth like apparently Cynthia did?
No.
I think now we know why nobody kissed her on this episode. Like, nah, we're going to let that swamp water simmer first.
Oh, swamp mouth.
You know what? Maybe that's what happened. But, okay, never mind. Let's stick to the show. our Mavs fans, you know exactly where we're going with that one. All right, so let's talk about some of the people on the show before we get to the group dinner, because, you know, of course, that was the highlight. That's what everybody was ready for, was the group dinner. We'll get to that in a little bit, but before we get there, Dre, this guy with his 32 hairstyles in one irks the crap out of me every time he comes on the screen. He took every chance he could to grab up Jeffrey, didn't he?
He did. What was that in the back of his head? I couldn't figure that out.
That looks like the beginnings and ends of the Mohawk afro, something that stops halfway.
It looked like some kind of weird pick.
Oh, no, that was a feather. That was a feather.
Okay. That, I was like, what? Why? But it's Andre, so what should we expect? Yeah, he was all over Jeffrey. And when they first got to the house and they're trying to run around and pick rooms, and I guess him and Mercedes, and all of a sudden I'm like, why is Mercedes back in the conversation with you? And he brings it up again. Well, you know, at first, you know, because she didn't check on me. I'm like, dude,
Yeah, that irked me. And why is he flirting with her? Why? You already made your peace that you're mad at her. Exactly. But
yeah. I didn't get that, but...
You know what it is, though.
What?
She's the most attractive woman on the show, and he's like, how dare you not give me attention?
Mm-hmm.
So anytime she just goes, hi, she's cordial, she's like, she wants me again.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, he's shooting a shot hard with Jeffrey. So more power to him, but he just seems like a weird dude to me.
Yeah. Did this also help make you think that he's a weird dude when he was having that conversation with Cynthia and he said, you know, he really is for kids because he was a kid once.
No.
I was like, what?
You know, I haven't done any research on him, but I am curious. A, what's your story? What's this Forbes thing? What's this business background? Tell me your rags to riches story, because to me, it's just not adding up.
At all. It really isn't. And you know, the thing is that Jeffrey seems all swept up in Dre, because she loves the attention. She loves the Papa Bear energy that he's given her, which is good news for Mark Anthony, because then, you know, he should really run as fast as he can from Jeffrey.
Yeah, he should. And Dre has all that space for all them littles, all them chillins.
You know, CeeLo here says, did you guys hear about Jeffrey getting into it with Simone? You brought this up the other day. What happened here?
I did. So apparently on Simone and what's her husband's name?
Rashad, I think.
Something like that.
It was a season I didn't watch.
On their podcast, she had made some comments about Jeffrey. Uh-huh. Jeffrey hid in the comments talking trash to Simone and, you know, who are you to talk to me like this? And, you know, I would think you as a black woman, and all that other bullshit. So Simone on her podcast last week comes out and pretty much with receipts, you know, saying, hey, well, Jeffrey, she read what Jeffrey said about her. Then she just pulled out notes. You've never been married. So the person she was with for 12 years, supposedly never married. And this is based on Simone's investigators.
Of course.
So Jeffrey's never been married to the person that she had the first two kids with.
Okay.
She got evicted from her residence because I guess that goes into public record. Mm-hmm. Then the guy that she gifted a child to, he was out from the very beginning. When she found out she was pregnant is when he left her.
Yeah, but she said that, though. She did say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then she got evicted again out of that place. She just kind of brought all Jeffrey's dirty laundry out, and I'm like, well, you brought that on yourself, Jeffrey. You know, people got to talk bad about you on these reality shows. You got people like us that are going to make fun of folks on these podcasts. That's what comes with it. But don't go in the comments and start talking shit, because all people got to do is do a little bit of research and bring your stuff out. So I hope Mark Anthony gets a chance to see it and knows that, okay, she's going to be a financial burden.
You know, High Vibe said, Andre said, Jeffrey's cultured. That tells me everything I need to know about him.
Andre's a hot man. Ooh, is this Cracker Barrel? You fancy.
They got frosted root beer mugs? Even though, I can't lie, that was my selling point with Cracker Barrel back in college, so.
No, it's because your boy worked there. Yeah. And you got the hookup. That's what your seller was.
Yeah, and we got the free frosted root beer mugs. Exactly. You know, I love some root beer, so therefore, yeah, I was down for that. Speaking of other things that just went awry, Tony, from the very beginning, because everybody's traveling to go meet Tommy, a.k.a. 00 Negro, in the swamp where they didn't know they were going. I don't see how somebody gives you an address and you don't look on your Google map and go, why is this next to nothing but swamp water?
That's right? For TV. Okay. That's for TV.
All right. I'm just saying. But Tony looks so agitated. He's in the car with Anthony, who's driving, and Lyndon in the backseat. And Lyndon is me in the fact that he knows he gets under Tony's skin. So what does he do?
Poke the bear.
Yeah, goddamn right.
Keep poking the bear. Yeah,
goddamn right.
Tony's angry. You know, he has that angry alpha energy, and not the good alpha. I'm talking about just that roid rage kind of person where he just gets mad And I've been laughing at Tony the whole time because watching his whole body language, I'm like, yes. Oh, Lyndon's not a threat. But yet you were so pissed and agitated by him.
Every second. Every time Lyndon took a breath, Tony got angrier.
This dude keep breathing.
I mean, in that car ride, he looked like he was going to kill somebody in their sleep, right?
He so does.
Nobody sleep on this trip.
No, he does. That's a dude that, part of me is like, Lyndon, you better watch your back. You better sleep with one eye open tonight. You're getting shanked.
The pool game between Lyndon and Tony. What'd you think about it?
Well, Tony looks like he can shoot the stick. So I was just like, why would you battle him, Lyndon? And I was like, maybe Lyndon's going to impress
like
us.
He looks like an old school pool shark.
He does. He looks like an old school pool shark with a Newport hanging out the right side. I was just like, Lyndon, you're about to get beat. And I was like, well, maybe Lyndon has some skills working in the bar industry. You know, that's what you
I
do.
Too. Mm-hmm.
And then I saw him hold his stick and I was like, yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, we all know you watch the way that somebody holds their stakes like that person can play. Lyndon, I'd have been like, yeah, let's put some money on this. $5 a ball. Let's do it.
Even though it got down to the last ball. And it's funny how Morgan happens to walk in while they're having this. Now, they changed, for her sake, what the wager was. Because remember, it was who she's sleeping with. No, Tony did kind of say who you sleeping with. So, they kept it real with her, told her what it was, even though I like what Lyndon did say. It was like, well, you know, he wins her honor for 5 minutes, for the next 5 minutes. In other words, I'm not backing down.
Yeah. You know, I think 20-year-old me would have thought that's funny and cute. 48-year-old me is like, y'all grow up.
Exactly.
Like, you're playing a game to see if this woman's going to sleep without even asking her. Mm-hmm. You're just saying, well, I won, so women, mine. You know, like cavemen. I didn't think that was a good look for them. And I think Morgan should have called that out at the time. Because it's not cute for guys to play a pool game to determine if you're going to sleep in their bed or not.
Okay. It's not. However, Tony's the only person that took that serious like the 20-year-old still, right? He's the one who's like, yes, I've won my prize. You, bed, me, let's go.
I thought he was just going to pick her up and just carry her into the
You know, Lyndon, on the other hand, was like, all right, yeah, he won her honor for the next 5 minutes. Because he's like, come on, this game meant nothing.
Right.
I know you can shoot pool. I'm just doing this for the camera so we can have a little fun, whatever, whatever. I'm still coming back for her later. Right?
Yeah. So. But I'm thinking Tony might have been a little tipsy because when he called corner pocket and shot it in the side pocket and was like, I called corner pocket. I was like, ooh, Tony, what you drinking?
That brown? What you drinking?
Yeah, you drinking. I drink a lot of dark liquor and I would not make that mistake. But I thought that was hilarious. But, I mean, good for Tony. He won. I think Lyndon is just, to your point, just trying to irritate him. And it worked.
It did. Tony wins. I hate to say this because it just sounds so bad. Tony wins Morgan's. Okay, we'll go with what Lyndon said. He won her honor for the next 5 minutes. So they go up there talking. And it's bad that Morgan recognizes as they're having these conversations that Tony is crazy. And she doesn't run from it. But then again, you know how they say game recognizes game? Mm-hmm. Crazy recognizes crazy and obviously still attracted to it.
Very much so. When they were eating early, not the dinner, but when they were eating early, he got mad because Lyndon sat next to her. And then so she takes him outside and she's like, what? And I'm just watching these two talk. I'm like, these are toxic folks.
Yes.
They would be a toxic couple. You know, and I'm looking at Morgan. I'm like, you don't recognize this in front of your face, that this dude is crazy?
Now she's going, how much near can I get in these waves? That's all she was thinking. These near would be so nice in these waves. Because look, Tony, here's the thing that irks me about this, right? Like you said earlier, he says there's no competition. He's not threatened by Lyndon. Why are you so mad? And this is why I appreciate Lyndon in this episode so much, because I think you've seen me do this to people before. If I know I get under your skin, I'm going to irritate the crap out of you. And that's what Lyndon did the entire time. He purposely went sat there because he knew Tony was going to get upset. And mm-hmm. how upset did Tony get? Tony got so upset he spoiled the lunch that he was having with the woman he said he has this connection with.
Indeed. And so I think Lyndon's strategy was on point.
Yes.
And what I don't understand is on these dating shows, why are you sharing personal information? It's not like some of these other ones where they all live together and are staying together for 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. They go back home, so they can still see their friends and do whatever, go on other dates. Mm-hmm. Why would you share it with another dude that likes the girl that you like and say, you know?
Well, before we get to that, because that's coming up in the group dinner.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's coming up in the group dinner. We'll get to that. But there were a couple other conversations that happened early in the day, too, right? Like Anthony and Sue Ann. Did we really need to even see this conversation? We knew there was no connection.
No, but I applaud Sue Ann for saying, hey, you know, you took too long. Mm-hmm. You fumbled, you missed. So putting him in that friend zone and let him know where he stood.
Yes.
I thought it good for her for saying that. You know what I mean? I applaud her for doing that. And Anthony was like, all right, I got my closure. And now he's going to try to focus on his other connections.
So I like how you applauded Sue Ann for what she did there. You know what? Newfound respect for Sue Ann, as we know she's working on the Shanquilla Robinson case and whatnot. And you're right. A very good move on her to just say, no, you took too long. I've moved on. And he goes, cool, I'm off. I'm moving on.
Yep.
But she's like, wait, where you going? It's like she was, at least try a little harder. I'm like, it's almost, am I reading this wrong? Did it feel like she wanted him to just to put up more of a fight?
I think she did. But I agree with Anthony. I really don't think Anthony liked her.
No.
That much.
At all.
You know, I think he was curious, intrigued, a little infatuated, but he really wasn't feeling it that much. And so I think she was expecting him all of a sudden to go full throttle and say, you know, open up his heart to her. Good for him to say, hey, you know what? Great. Thanks for letting me know. I'm moving on.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was my whole point. And just, you know, I think actually that time that she spent with Anthony there was probably the best I've seen her look. In that space. So I was like, I thought he was going to get swept up in the moment because they're like, all right, hold up. Let's fix your hair a little bit real quick. Put you in front of Anthony. Let's see what happens. He's got all the connections in the house. Well, Morgan and Jeffrey were having a conversation. In walks your favorite guy, Tony, again. I mean, Tony was all over this episode, right? And it's all about Jeffrey's connections and her confusion with her connections. Tony offers some advice and Morgan's crazy comes out and goes, wait a minute, and calls him out because how you have such great advice for somebody else, but you don't hear nothing anybody else says.
I just think that's Morgan's crazy. I mean, just her whole attitude about it. And to tell a person, you know, we're adults. Mm-hmm. Imagine if someone tells you, Yanni, you just have no common sense, which you don't. But if somebody said that to you, that you're in a dating situation, you'd be like, excuse me? You know? So I just thought, like, where is she going with this? And why is she so annoyed by that? Again, toxic people. Crazy likes crazy.
I just want to know, how did he show up claiming to want to help Jeffrey and was going to offer some? All of a sudden, the whole conversation became about him. We never heard about Jeffrey's dilemma again. You know? And that's why, you see, this is why when you have toxic friends, because I don't want to keep throwing out the crazy word, because, you know, I think it was last season, it was season 15 of Married at First Sight, some people got mad because we called her Loony Lindsay. So I'm going to stop using the crazy word so much. Okay, I won't.
You put Nair on someone's head to remove all their hair while they're asleep. What do you call that?
All right, you know what? We're right back. Crazy. All right, so these crazy two people. What happens is, you see what happens when they get around each other. That energy, it can't help. It's like, you know, Wonder Twins activate. And they go. And that's exactly what happened in this conversation while poor Jeffrey's sitting there like, what about me?
Yeah. Yeah. And we heard nothing more about it. She had a dilemma and Tony tried to come in like the pimp. Well, you know, baby girl, love is hard, and this is what we're here for. We're here for love, and, you know, some feelings got to get hurt. I was just like, oh, Tony, stop it.
Yeah, high vibes. It's interesting that Morgan and Jeffrey are toxic besties.
They are.
Hey, crazy knows crazy. Speaking of crazy, group dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony knew something was about to happen. Anthony the chef and his sous chef Mercedes, right? But he's like, oh, there's about to be some stuff at dinner. Let's get people already been drinking. Some had a little bit too much. I'm going to go watch the show. So he made all the food and brought his own popcorn.
Yeah, just sat and waited. Just sat and waited because, you know, they it starts out nice. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're, I couldn't tell what they're eating, but it looked really good. They, you know, pour the drinks and they have a toast. Lyndon kicks off with a good toast. I really enjoy all of you. Cheers. So, Tony.
Yes. Yo, he came out quick with the fireworks. Yeah. So, Tony, who do you want to get to eliminate? And Tony knew that, of course, all Lyndon had to say was Tony, and Lyndon was, and then Tony was ready to fight. That's all it was.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it's like, who do you want to eliminate? Tony, I think, was like, oh, you're about to check me. I got this. Well, yeah, sure. Let's talk about it. You know, my connection. It's Morgan. It's all about Morgan. Always has been. I don't want anyone else. And then Lyndon said, okay, hold my beer.
Yes. Yeah, because Tony was, his energy from the very beginning, he was like that high school jock, right? That high school football player is like, yeah, you know, this is my number one choice, and that's it. And what else you got? And then Lyndon threw out the trump card.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you told me that if Marcia was here, I could have Morgan.
You can have. Like, you can have. It's like asking somebody, hey, do you have any extra chicken left over? You can have a couple wings. Here you
yes.
go. Like, Morgan is just something just to give away.
Yes.
And I was like, wow, you know, why are you doing that? And then I was shocked because I thought Tony was going to say, no, I didn't say it. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yes, I did.
I know,
and
I
was
yo.
Like, wow.
Look, kudos to him for not. And no matter what he said and how terrible it was and how bad it was, ladies, you've got to at least give him props for being honest. He stood on his own words.
He owned it. And I'm just sitting there going, where are you going to go with this now? I was just like, where are you going to go with this? Because I can't wait to hear it. And then, of course, they get mad. And we can step outside. You know, I'm a real man. We can go outside, like handle it like men. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Here we go. I tell you, the high schoolers, man. The high schoolers.
Yeah. I thought they were literally going to come to blows. I was like, this is going to be one of those where the producers got to jump in and be like, hey.
I'm sitting there fighting like Morgan was an order of fries.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's the thing that gets me, though. And this is where Lyndon and I separate, right? Because, again, I know I'm an agitator. I can be an instigator. At least I used
what?
To be. Yes, of
what?
Course.
I used to be. Okay. Yes. All right. I haven't met the new Yanni. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, two words for you. Oh. Not in front of company, though. Lyndon missed his chance because when they're going, and you've already got Tony riled up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Morgan is sitting next to him. And she goes, hey, I am right here. Mm-hmm. Guys, I am right here. And she's looking at Lyndon now. She's looking at Tony like, I am right here. And they're just still going at each other. Lyndon should have been like, you know what? Morgan, I see you, baby. Move away from those who don't see you. Come sit over here with me. See, that fight would have started. See how we didn't have a fight there? We'd have had a fight if I was there. Move away from those Neanderthals that don't see you. Come sit over here with a real man.
No, if it was you, you'd be like, you know, Morgan, why don't you come sit over here next to a real man? And looking crazy at Tony. Yeah, watch him jump over that table, come right at your throat.
Hey, that's fine.
Well, and if you look at how angry Tony got, and I'm hoping that Morgan saw that. And so she gets fed up, says, hey, I'm going to go.
Yep.
I think Cynthia goes to go comfort her, and then in comes Lyndon.
Smart.
In comes Lyndon, as we called it back in the day, sweet dickin'. Hey, hey, you okay? He tried to get as many kisses on the cheek as he could to make up for all the kisses he didn't get that Tony got. You saw that?
Hey, smart move. Be the first one in. I apologize for our behavior. Notice he didn't say just his, right? I apologize for our behavior, right? You know, he's like, okay, you know, this and this, and he settles that first. Smart move. I was actually somewhat surprised, but then again, not, because Tony being Tony, he goes to apologize to Morgan after, and Tony being Tony, first of all, give him props again. He admitted that, yes, I did say this. He didn't. You know, he didn't even go like, you know, Lyndon betrayed my trust. He didn't go into all this thing about what was so wrong about it. But she kind of tells him that she notices he gets mad. He doesn't. He's kind until he gets mad. And when he gets mad, he's mean to her. And that's the way you got to be careful how somebody treats you when they get mad. And this is the way he treats her.
I agree 100%. But what made me laugh about Tony's apology, he comes in looking sincere. Well, first off, I just want to apologize. Duh, duh, duh. And then when she's just like, well, you were acting mean and you did this, you did this.
Yes.
He's like, look, you got to understand. Yes, I did say it, but I didn't mean it. And men say things.
Yeah, don't include us in this.
Yeah, don't bring me into that shit because I would never have said that. But men say things. And then she still brings up stuff. Then he switches it.
Yes.
I'm not going to go back and forth with you, you know.
We can go forth, back and forth with this bullshit.
On who said what. And he's so mad, he can't even look her in the eyes. He's just looking. So what are we doing then? What are we doing?
I was ready for him to say, like, we could step outside.
Because I'm a man about my shit. I was like, that's the most weak. How do you go to apologize to somebody? And they're venting that why they were hurt, why they were upset. And you flip it. Look, we're not going to go back and forth on who said what and who did what. That was just the weakest apology I've ever seen. You know, this conversation's done.
Yes.
Yeah. You really like her, Tony. That's awesome.
I come in here apologizing and shit, and here you come with this bullshit.
Yeah. And I got to hear your damn mouth. You just let me apologize and shut the hell up.
Oh, Jesus. That's probably the best apology in reality TV we've seen in a long time. Oh, my God. Oh. You know, I thought nothing could top that. And then Jeffrey goes out to the jacuzzi with Dre.
Mm.
Like she's going for a workout. Why is she wearing them leggings? Going to the jacuzzi?
Well, because she said she didn't plan to go into the jacuzzi. She was just going to put her feet in. And then he, you know, wooed her into the water, I guess.
Now, she knows she always gets swept up in his arms. Why would,
yeah, you know.
Why would you, what was she hiding?
He rocks rough and tough with his afro puff, so she couldn't wait to go get in that water with him. And then, of course, they do that kiss, and I'm just looking at the clown makeup around his mouth. I'm like, man, she wears a lot of lipstick.
Yeah, she does. Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's like, but the voice, I'm so far away from you.
You're like, yes, because you're wearing leggings at the damn jacuzzi. Of course you're far away from me. You're not dressed for the occasion. What the hell is wrong with you?
So they have that moment, that connection and all that fun stuff, and great. Mm. More power to Dre. You know, he did say he wants to be a role model for kids and all that.
Because so he was a kid once.
Well, right. And so he took himself, I guess, from rags to riches. Mm-hmm. And then he's going to take her kids from rags to riches, I guess, since they keep getting kicked out of houses.
Stop it. Did you do the research, or are you just believing what Simone said?
I'm going on what Simone said because I'm just here for the tea. I'm just here for the tea.
You know, just make up some stuff and like everybody like,
yeah,
you know what? That's actually what happened. Yes. I heard she got kicked out a third time while they were filming the show.
Just she was living at the house. That's her house that they're at in the swamp. Tommy let her stay for the rest of the show.
Oh my gosh, she's gonna have a follow-up show. Ready for family. So Tommy comes the next day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did he not say that somebody was leaving tonight when he dropped him off with the swamp rat?
Yeah.
So the next day he shows up on CP time because somebody was supposed to get kicked out the night before. Let's say
no, I think he said they're gonna get kicked out in the morning.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's gonna be in the morning. So that's why he was coming the next day.
All right. I think he had me at that double O Negro. I stopped listening, so I obviously heard wrong. So he shows up to have the fellas couch, and I love that Lyndon did not stop. Again, that would be me. If I know I get under your skin, I'm going to sit right next to you in this
thing. Sit right next to him. We almost killed each other last night, huh?
All, that's the first time you saw Tony actually laugh, because he was just like, I will kill you. Yo, I loved it. I love Lyndon in this episode. Seriously.
Yeah, yeah. I think the guy's deliberating. I kept hearing the names, you know, Sue Ann, mm-hmm. Mercedes. So I was just like, well, this is going to be interesting.
That's the problem, though. Elimination at this point, why? Is it necessary? It's pointless. You've asked them to focus on their strongest connections. You got crazy Tony over here who doesn't want Morgan to speak or even look or be in the same room as any other man. How do you expect? What do you think everybody else is going to say? People were scared to say Morgan just because they knew Tony was going to try to probably kill them. And that's the only reason nobody said Morgan's name.
Tony's just looking at Morgan. Everybody's like, don't you say shit. Don't you say shit. Well, so I agree with you. I don't understand this show and how they do this elimination part at this point. Because if somebody only has one connection.
Yes.
And you eliminate that connection. Well, what's the point of this person being on the show next episode? You know what I mean? Or if they did, I think they should have did one of each. Mm-hmm. Eliminate a man and a woman. And that way it just keeps the numbers even. To me, that makes more sense.
It makes more sense. But again, even if the whole point is ready to love. The name of the show is Ready to Love. Not Ready to Love Everybody. Okay? Mm-hmm. It's not called Swingers Inc. If that's what it was, then yes, you need to make a connection with everybody. There's mm-hmm. no need. This is where the show lost me the first time and continues to lose me every single time. When you're narrowing it down and they're finally making these connections, these stronger connections, you're proving that this show is not about love. It should be ready to go home, ready to flirt.
Ready to drama.
Exactly. Something, but not Ready to Love. Ready to Love, Will Packer, I'm sorry, sir. Wrong title. Wrong title for the show. Just because there's no reason for this elimination at this point. But, you know, to Karen's point, now that we've made our case about how wonderful this show is and how appropriately named it is, Karen says, so who's going home?
Mercedes.
Why?
Because she's ready to friend zone. She's not ready to love.
People actually think we set that joke up. That's
I just made that up. That's the wine. Well, here's why she's going. It's not that she's not ready to love. If Sue Ann goes, Blake has no other connection, and Blake is good for reality drama TV.
Right.
And so you're not going to let Sue Ann leave, because then what's the point of Blake being there? No one will connect with him. Even the guys don't really connect with Blake that much.
Do you think Blake is actually even going to survive next week? I mean, they're down to the last couple episodes. They may be like, all right, we got enough out of these two. So I'm almost thinking Sue Ann. Mercedes has a strong connection with Mark Anthony, right? And I know if you really want any kind of drama, because there's really no drama with Blake and Sue Ann anymore. They're not getting into anything with anybody else. They might as well let them go. So Sue Ann goes this week. Blake goes next week, right? Because you need... Remember, Mark Anthony still thinks he has a connection with Jeffrey, right? Mm-hmm. So therefore, you still have a little bit of Mark Anthony and Dre to kind of play off of each other, because you saw Dre's face. Dre's mini Tony the minute that Mark Anthony said, well, you know, I like Jeffrey. And Dre got tight-lipped real quick.
Yeah, I mean, Dre's just going to do that because he's also, I think, a little off. Mm-hmm. And kind of possessive and psycho. But for Mercedes and Mark, I don't think Mark Anthony's really ready to love anybody. Mm-hmm. I think Mark Anthony's here for the fun. I think he's more attracted to Jeffrey. He's more attracted to Jeffrey in the way that, you know, you see a car where you're like, I wonder what that's like to drive, but you don't want to buy one. That's what he's like with Jeffrey. Mercedes, I think there's a whole lot more there, and I think she's actually looking for something real, but I don't think Mark Anthony really is. I just think he's just, you know, on the show for the fun of it.
I like them together, though, and they have great chemistry. I think they have the best chemistry that we've seen on the show this season, and I think it was the DC season, and you can remind me of which, not you, Terrell, obviously.
I can't.
The couple, it was the guy who was, I guess she called him a big teddy bear and the singer. And as a matter of fact, I think they just joined another reality TV show. They might have joined Love and Marriage DC, I think. But they came out of Ready to Love, and you could tell from the very beginning their chemistry was real. Now, Mark Anthony and Mercedes, I think their chemistry is more sexual than anything. Their connection feels really strong there. So, I mean, you know, like you said, for fun. Let them have their fun.
Yeah. I think he has more of the physical connection with Jeffrey, but it's more of a desire than it is anything more than that. He has a lot more in common with Mercedes, but I think if he was truly ready to love and thought that Mercedes was his person, he would stop dealing with Jeffrey.
That's a great point. CeeLo says Mark Anthony's not ready to play stepdaddy. No,
not to those three kids.
Mm-mm.
Not to those three kids, two different dads, and two evictions. Nope.
Hey, but she may gift him with one of his own.
She's giving out enough gifts.
That's what you think.
Yeah, she's giving out enough gifts.
Well, we'll give you another recap next week. We're back for this one. See who gets eliminated. We find out who gets eliminated from out of the women, whether it's Sue Ann or it's Mercedes. Who's right? Tell who says it's going to be Mercedes or me. It'll be me. Because I say Sue Ann. And then we'll find out who gets eliminated from the guys. And of course, they're probably going to give us the cliffhanger on that one, too. So, but Sue Ann and Blake, the next two to go. That's what I'm going with.
Well, it's possible. But I think if you take Blake out, just know why the drama.
There's plenty more to go.
Well, you got Lyndon and Tony. But
yeah, there's still Tony. And yeah. Dre's going to bring a little bit, too. So it'll be all right. Well, Monday we'll be back with episode 126. Is that where we are? 127. Yeah, 126.
Yep, 126.
And then next Wednesday we're back with Married at First Sight, season 16 recap. And then, of course, next Friday, right back here for Ready to Love, Ready to Friend Zone, Ready to Just Have a Ball, Ready to Eliminate Somebody That Just Didn't Connect with Me at All.
I just can't wait to get my Friday nights back, because this is just painful.
Remember, Love is Blind, season 4, right around the corner.
That's not gonna be on. That's on Netflix. I can watch that whenever. I don't have to watch that on Friday nights and then go live on Friday night. I can actually have a life.
All right. Well, go back to having your life. Thank you all for joining us. And again, like I said, we'll be back Monday, next Wednesday, and of course, right back here next Friday. I'm Yanni Rood,
and I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rood, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on a regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.